Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. That's John Messino there and one of his latest songs, New Age Jam. And John Messino is going to be playing at the Mustard Festival in Middleton, Wisconsin on National Mustard Day, hosted by the Mustard Museum.
Yeah. Right here in Middleton.
You see how that all tied together?
That was well done.
So awesome. Barry Levinson from the Mustard Museum is on the phone with us right now. Hey, Barry, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm really good. Great to talk to you and to talk about National Mustard Day coming up Saturday, August 5th.
So mustard does have its own day.
Yeah.
It really does.
Of course.
I love it. Of course.
Barry, we're going to talk about
every
all.
Every day should be.
Yeah. We'll talk about the Mustard Museum, Mustard Fest in just a moment, but I've got to know, Barry, what is it about mustard that has inspired you to donate your life to this condiment?
Well, you can blame it on the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, you really can.
Because 1986, they were in the World Series. They were so close to winning it all. And of course, I'm originally from Massachusetts. And I really thought, finally, I could see the Red Sox win a World Series in my lifetime. But, of course, they snatched victory or defeat from the jaws of victory and or whatever. And they lost. And I was so depressed. Even though I was here in Wisconsin, I went to Woodman's on the east side at the time. And I just wandered, 2:30 in the morning. I said, I need a hobby. And when I was in front of the mustards, I heard a voice that said, if you collect us, they will come.
Oh.
And that did it. That did it. That's when I started collecting dark mustards.
That's beautiful. Okay.
I can almost see the halo.
That's when it happened.
I can almost see the halo of light in the mustard aisle at Woodman, shining down on Bob. Da-da.
It did.
Take me away, Bob.
Wait, did it sound like Charlton Heston?
Oh. Yeah, it did.
A good, deep, low voice.
Right? There you go. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Wow. So a lot has happened since that very day when you were inspired by mustard. Give us the short story.
Well, the short story is I quit my job as an assistant attorney general for the state of Wisconsin. And in 1991, I quit. In 1992, we opened the museum in Mount Horeb. Mm-hmm. We then moved 2009 to Middleton, where we are now. The museum is itself a nonprofit organization like most museums. Mm-hmm. So we're totally separate from the gift shop. So please give money, right?
Aww.
And help support the Mustard Museum. And we've been doing Mustard Day for 33 years, first Saturday in August.
Oh, my gosh. And,
that's amazing.
How long has mustard been around?
Well, we know it was around at the time of the Egyptians when they were chewing mustard seed. It was actually probably invented by an Egyptian by the name of Ralph.
Ralph the Egyptian.
Ralph, I think was his name.
Yeah. Ralph Malph discovered mustard.
Ralph the Egyptian.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
But we also know that the Romans had mustard, the Greeks had mustard, and the French, of course, discovered or invented Dijon mustard in the 13th century. So, and it's been the same ever since.
All right.
So it's grown, and so now at the Worldwide Mustard Competition, we have 19 categories of mustard.
Oh.
And, because mustard is not one-dimensional.
Right.
I mean, there's Dijon mustard, deli mustard, honey mustards, garlic mustards, fruit mustards, veggie mustards.
What's
mustard
the weirdest one or strangest? I shouldn't call mustard weird.
Strangest. There is one with nettle leaves in the collection. I've not tasted that one.
I have nettle leaves grow to my backyard.
Yeah.
I can't pull them because as soon as you if they touch your skin, they burn you.
Ew. Wow.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
really
so
weird stuff.
This is a hot
it's in
mustard.
The I've not tasted that one. But there's a lot of things you can do with mustard. I mean, some of the things are a little weird. Mustard soda. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've tasted that. It's awful.
What's your favorite?
That's okay.
What's your favorite mustard?
Oh, my favorite mustard. You know, who's my favorite child?
Oh,
yeah.
It's tough. Okay.
You know, we're going to have the worldwide champion this year. It's called Kelly's Gourmet Mustard. It's a deli mustard.
Mm.
And Kevin Kelly is going to be there at National Mustard Day, along with Plockman's Mustard and Gorman Thomas, you know, Storm and Gorman.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome brewer's player.
He makes a mustard sauce.
That's
He makes a mustard sauce, and he's going to be there at Mustard Day. And Janice Ringhand, who's a senator in the state legislature, she's going to be here with her mustard.
Jeez.
So we're going to have a lot of fun there. I mean, yeah, the John Messino Band, Frank Martin Bush and the Names are going to be there. We've got a 50-50 raffle drawing.
What's being raffled off?
Mustard?
Well, half of the proceeds. So last year was over $600.
It's a 50-50.
Was the top prize.
Yep.
Ooh,
so,
yeah,
we got a lot. And then, of course, we're going to have the Poop on You fight song. Because Poop on You, of course, is America's Mustard College.
Did
so
you
we'll be singing
We have
the
to
Poop
get
on
that.
Is that like an anthem for mustard?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. On our hot dogs, on our bratwurst, mustard is so cool. Never mayo, never ketchup, they're against the rules. Gleaming gold and mellow yellow, smooth, rough, sweet and hot. Fight, poop on you, we'll fight and eat some lunch.
Oh,
Bob, that's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Barry. My goodness.
Oh my God,
okay,
Barry.
That just made everybody's week, I think. Or month, maybe. That was awesome.
I got so excited. I just called Barry Bob, and I apologize, Barry.
well, Ralph. Ralph?
Ralph
may
be doing it, yes.
Bob, yeah.
Ralph the Egyptian.
Oh, there's something in the mustard, I think.
I think so, too.
Oh,
all right, Barry.
Well,
so,
could be.
Yeah,
yes.
It could be. So the National Mustard Museum is located on Hubbard Avenue in Middleton. The mustard
right next to the Hubbard Avenue Diner.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Great place to eat, by the way, for breakfast.
And I bet they have mustard.
I bet they do, too.
they do.
August 5th, that's Saturday, August 5th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Excuse me. John Messino Band. Frank Martin Bush is playing. There's a 50-50 raffle to help the museum out. You might win some cool prizes, too.
And all the guests he's having.
Wait,
and
what
guests
about
of honor.
And what about the blue accordions?
Great guests. And also games, live music. But in addition, we've got a lot of games for kids of all ages. Mustard ring toss, the spinning wheel of mustard fortune, mustard bowling, lucky mustard dice,
bowling.
Fishing for mustard. Lots of great games. Fun, fun
you guys,
stuff.
I love you and all, but I think I want to go work for Barry.
No doubt. I'm coming with you, Terry.
Man, this is good stuff.
I love mustard.
I know you do.
I love mustard. Mm-hmm. I have a new appreciate. I'm going to Woodman's after the show.
And maybe
just stand in the aisle.
It will come to you as well.
Barry, thank you so much for the time today and for the great chat. And we'll see
and
you
the
at
song.
Mustard Fest. And the song was great.
See you on Mustard Day.
Yes.
Okay. Hasta la mustard.
Oh, yep. August 5th, everybody.
Let's
thank
do
you.
August 5th. Yep.
August 5th. And you can see Frank Martin Bush. Here's his brand new song, Sunday Morning Coming Down. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.